This is the audio guide on how to get to the northern windswept plains from the mainland. I will be following the river for the majority of this guide, using it as the main landmark as I travel from map to map. I'm currently on the mainland, just southwest of where the river bends in the middle of the map and flows west towards the swamp. The first thing I'm going to do is check my direction and make sure I'm facing north at exactly 0 degrees.
North at 0 degrees.
I am, so I'm going to get on my bike, run across the river north, and now I'm going to bike north until I reach the entrance to the desert. I am currently coming up on the entrance to the desert. You heard my tiles change there. This is the entrance, the deep sand here. I'm going to walk up to the travel point, but I'm not going to use it. Instead, I'm going to turn and face west at 270.
West at 270 degrees. Bike.
And then I'm going to get out my bike and bike west along this travel point. I'm not going into the desert here because I don't want to deal with the effect it has on my thirst going up. Instead, I'm going to keep going west until I get to the northwestern corner. That way I can just run through a small part of the desert and get to the wasteland. Coming up on the western map border, or the northwest corner of the mainland, however you get here, it'll work either way. There it is.
Compass.
Turn north at 0 now. Make sure I'm facing exactly north at 0.
North at 0 degrees.
There we go. Since I'm on this travel point, hit Shift-Enter. Now I'm on the western map border of the desert, and I'm just going to run north until I hit the travel point.
Second.
There it is.
Current location to continue away from the desert. Press Shift-Enter.
Hit Shift-Enter. And now, once I'm in this next map, which is the wasteland, I'm going to turn and face west at 270 again.
West at 270 degrees. Bike.
And then I'm going to bike all the way west across the wasteland slash large dirt nothingness until I reach the western map border. Just about all the way across the wasteland now. There will be a border I'm about to run into, which has a travel point.
To continue into some kind of pine forest.
I'm going to hit Shift-Enter to continue into the pine forest. Kind of and now I'm going to bike west at 270 until I hit the stream, which is in the middle of the pine forest. Just about to the stream in the middle of the pine forest. There it is.
Pine,
the
muddy edge of the
now I want to be right on the muddy part of the stream. I need to turn and face north at 0. Be right next to the stream.
Large muddy edge of
there
the stream.
We are.
North at 0 degrees.
Okay. Now,
bike.
Get up my bike. And continue to bike north along the stream, keeping the stream on my left. I'm going to keep going north until I reach the northern map border of the pine forest. Just about all the way north in the pine forest. Stream still on my left. Coming up on the northern map border. There it is. Now there's no travel point here, so I need to walk left. To my west.
Location.
To my west. To my left. To the west until I get in the stream. Hit Shift Enter.
You continue north of the stream into some sort of arid grassland.
And this puts me in the arid grassland. I'm going to get out of the stream.
Near a stream.
And I'm going to continue bike north all the way across this map until I reach the northern map border. I will cross a stream, which will be flowing to my right into Windy Wolf, but I'm not going to Windy Wolf, so I'm just going to cross that stream and again continue north until I reach the northern map border. Coming up on the northern map border of the arid grassland. There it is. Now again, I need to walk to my left. Or west.
Current location to continue north of the stream.
Until I can continue north in the stream.
You continue north of the stream where it turns into a river.
Now this part's a little bit tricky. I need to get out of the river to my right.
Follow
the stream right on my left. I'm going to continue to bike north until I reach the part of the river which bends and flows to the east. And at that point I'll need to stop and travel east, but it's a little tricky, so I'll see you when I get there. I'm just about to the bend in the river. There it is. You hear the ambience start to get louder. I'm just going to walk forward.
River. Mud near the river.
And I want to be in the mud near the river, just south of the river.
Compass.
I'm going to turn and face east at 90.
East at 90 degrees.
Alright, so what I have here is I'm facing east at 90, and I have the river one step to my left.
Mud near the river.
I'm going to stay in the mud near the river, and I'm going to bike east at 90 until I get to the slippery stone steps.
Slippery stone steps.
And then I'm going to climb down with page down. Once I climb down, I'm going to bike until I reach the next set of slippery stone steps. There's a few of these. Got to climb down each one.
Slippery stone step.
Until I get to the bottom of this waterfall section. And that will allow me to continue into the Lush and Leafy Forest, which is the next map.
Slip.
There we go. Climb down. keep going. You don't want to fall here because you're going to break bones. Climb down. I believe this is the last one, and after the last one, I'll be standing in water, and then I can just run forward until I get to the next part.
Slippery stone steps.
Climb down. Yep, now I'm in the river, so I'm just going to run forward, which is east at 90. Until I reach the travel point to exit this map to the east. There we are.
First location, to continue east of the river, press shift enter.
Hit shift enter.
You continue in the river east into the lush forest.
Okay, now I'm going to run forward and to my right until I get to this riverbank. And then I'm just going to bike east. River's on my left, traveling east at 90 until I get to the eastern map border of this map, which is the lush and leafy forest. I'm coming up on the map border of the lush and leafy. Once I hit that, I'm going to walk back into the river.
Press shift enter to continue east.
Hit shift enter to continue east into the rocky, rugged landscape.
You continue east of the river edge.
And again, I'm going to walk up to my right, so I'm in the dry land. Then I'm just going to continue to bike east now at 90 until I reach the eastern map border of this map. I am almost all the way east across the rocky, rugged landscape. There's the border. I need to walk back into the river.
Current location. Press shift enter to continue east.
Shift enter.
You travel in the river east.
Okay, now I'm still facing east at 90. I'm going to run to my left.
River. Current location. Riverbank.
Till I get to the riverbank, and then I'm going to bike east for just a little bit here. You're going to hear the waterfall coming up. This is a little bit tricky. I'm going to walk forward. You're going to hear me fall one tile. Once. Fall one tile again, and then one step forward, and I can climb down so I'm next to the lake. I'm going to turn and face north at 0 after climbing down.
North at 0 degrees.
Now I can get out my bike and bike north here until I bump into a wall, which will be coming up very shortly. There's the wall. Bump into the wall.
Compass.
I'm going to turn and face east at 90 again. I'm going around the lake, which that waterfall flows into. There's a couple lakes on this map with rivers that connect them. Now I'm east at 90. I'm going to bike east until I hit the next part of the river, which will be flowing north. There it is.
You're a sheltered lake.
Now, right next to the river, I need to turn and face north at 0 again.
North at 0 degrees.
There we go. And I'm going to bike north at 0 right next to this river until I reach the next wall, and that will be where the river bends right there. Flows east at 90 again.
East at 90 degrees.
There we go. Bike. Get out the bike. And I'm going to travel east at 90 until I reach the part of the river, which bends once again and flows north into the next map. I'm coming up on the river which flows north. Once I reach it, you hear it getting louder. I'm back up to our next event. There we go.
Compass.
Now I need to face north at 0 so I can walk along this section of the river.
North at 0 degrees. Bike.
Now I'm just going to go north for a little bit here. And I will reach the map border, which has a travel point on it I can use to exit this map and enter into the next map. There's the map border.
Press shift enter to continue north.
Back in the river, hit shift enter.
You continue north of the river.
Alright, now I'm in the wet prairie, wet meadow. I'm just going to stay in this little riverbank here right next to the river and bike north until I reach the intersecting river, which runs east-west. There's two ways to do this next part. You can either keep following this riverbank and go around the lake, which is in the middle of the map. Or you can do what I'm doing. Run forward. I could bike here, but it won't make much of a difference because it's just a little teeny section. And now I just need to run north all the way across this lake, which is in the middle of the map, as I throw up. I'm almost all the way across this little shallow lake in the middle of the map. There we go. Hit this wall. Just gonna jump over it. Keep running north at 0. You'll hear me fall down a step. I'm gonna cross the river, and I will be on the next riverbank, which I can travel north on with my bike until I reach the northern map border. Like I said, you could have followed the river around the lake, or you can just run through the lake as I just did. And there's the map border, so I'm gonna hit shift enter.
You continue north to the Great Northern Steppe Plains.
As you heard, I am on the Northern Steppe Plains map now, one of them, specifically Northern Steppe Plains 4. Now, I don't want to be in the gravel for this. I want to be actually on the grass of the
current
map.
Location, Northern Steppe Plains.
And the reason for that is, if I'm in the gravel and I continue north, I will end up in the bottom of the canyon. I don't want to be in the bottom of the canyon. I want to be able to climb up the step planes. So I'm biking north here until I hear my radar. Hit this wall. I need to climb up this. This is up to one of the steps of the planes. Climb up that. I'm going to continue north until I run into the next wall. I'll climb up there. And you just keep doing this until you hit each wall. Climbing up, you're going higher and higher in elevation. I'll show you one thing when I get up to the next wall here. If I go to my right, you hear air off to my right. And that is the fall into the canyon. My zone does change a little bit, but right there, I would fall down a long way and die. And that's why I'm off to my left more, climbing up, so I don't have any fear of falling and dying in that canyon. Well, you just keep going north until you hit a wall, climbing up, going north, climbing up until you reach the northern map border, which will have a travel point to continue on to the northern wind swept plains. I am climbing up the last section of the northern step plains, and I'm going to continue north at zero now until I reach the northern map border, which will let me continue on to the next map. There's the border.
Border switch, shift enter to continue north.
I'm going to hit shift enter, obviously.
You travel north where you can see off in the distance the expanse of the great northern ocean disappearing over the horizon.
As you heard my description.
Current location, windswept plains near the northern cliffs.
I am on the windswept plains near the northern cliffs. You want to be careful on this map because you still have big openings you can fall in, which have the river at the bottom of them, but you fall into that canyon and you're gonna die.